Bye, guys.
Bye.
Why do you have to leave?
I'm giving a talk tonight.
Okay, the kids are gone. The house is quiet. Join me on a little adventure. It says, add ice and shake. Janelle's so kind, very detailed in her directions. I've arrived. This is exciting. In 1999, I started an organization called Face-to-Face Ministries. 15 years ago, when I was with that organization, we started a summer camp called Ignite. And I still remember sitting in that meeting, brainstorming the idea of a summer camp and the name. And 15 years later, it still exists. It's still running. And so since then, I've come back every year to do a talk at Ignite, and this year, 15 years. And the exciting thing is, I have 6 nieces and nephews participating in Ignite Saskatchewan, and I'm really excited to be here. This is Keelan, director of Ignite Saskatchewan.
And Alberta.
And Alberta. Yeah. So how many Ignites do we have going?
We have 3 Ignites happening this year. 1 in Calgary, which is Ignite Alberta, happened in July. And then we have 2 weeks happening here in Bruno this week and next week.
Okay. We're into day 3?
Day 3, yeah. First week.
give the setting. What's happened up to this point?
So the first night they came and had a talk. The theme this year is called by name. So the campers are really having an opportunity to see how God is calling them personally by name, and how their life is then set on mission to share the gospel.
Today's a big day. So they went to a confession earlier on today.
Yes, went to confession.
And tonight?
Prayer ministry.
So I'll give a talk about the Holy Spirit opening our hearts to that, and then we move into adoration where there is a special time.
Yeah, a commitment of the campers have an opportunity to commit their lives to Christ for the first time or the second time.
Okay.
Yeah, recommit themselves.
See, you know, I find that so interesting because years ago in Face-to-Face Ministries, when we would invite people to commit their lives to Christ, I would use that language. At first, it was like, if you've never committed your life to Jesus before and you'd like to, as a sign of your first time public and conscious commitment to Him, stand. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have all these people, teens, parents, little children standing at the same time, usually in the context of adoration. Yeah. And then we realized, oh, there's some people here who have done that before, so let's give them a chance to recommit. And so tonight is going to be a special night. I just want to say, Keelan, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's the best dream job in the world.
And it's such a privilege to come back. This is 15 years, right?
Yep, this year.
15 years ago this started, and so wonderful to come back, and really, I'm not involved at all, except to come and give a talk.
Well, we're blessed to have you come back.
I'm blessed to be here.
And now 15 years later, here we are. Jesus doesn't want to be a morality to you, a good and a bad. He doesn't want him to be a philosophy, just a way of intellectually thinking. He wants to be a person to you that you can know and experience in your life.
So we just finished a talk on the Holy Spirit, and young people are going now into prayer ministry to ask for the fuller release of the Holy Spirit in their life. And I think this is what sometimes we as Catholics forget, is to ask for the Holy Spirit to be released in their life. I referred in the talk to the grace of Pentecost and how the apostles' lives were transformed by the coming of the Holy Spirit. But the important thing to remember is that the grace of Pentecost is not meant just for the apostles. It's meant for the entire church. It's meant for you. It's meant for me. And this was the message tonight. And I asked the young people, if you've never asked for the Holy Spirit to be more fully released into your life, to ask. And so that's what they're doing. They're behind the curtain behind me, and they're asking for the Holy Spirit to be more fully released in their life. And often when we do that, it's like the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man collide. And sometimes it can get messy because our hearts have a God-shaped hole in them. The problem with the hole is that if it's not occupied by God, it's occupied by something else. And so when it's occupied by something else, it's not supposed to be there. What happens to us? We hurt. There's damage. There's pain. And so when we welcome then the Holy Spirit into that place in our life where God is supposed to be the center of our life, there's some healing that sometimes happens. And so tonight is a time of great healing and commitment to the Holy Spirit. And would welcome you and ask you the question, have you ever asked for the Holy Spirit to be more fully released in your life? And that's something that you don't necessarily need to go to prayer ministry for, because these young people have someone praying for them. We can just go into our daily prayer, which is I do daily, and ask for the inspirations of the Holy Spirit so that I can live out my vocation. Because the truth is, we can't live out our duty. We can't live out our vocation properly without the Holy Spirit.